The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm right here in beautiful Minnesota, and I'm hanging out with Judy. Judy, what up? How are you? Are you there? Judy, anyway, we're trying to figure out how to make Judy's mic work and mine at the same time. But anyway, we're having fun though. What a fun. She's really fun to do shows with, you know. You are, and you do shows naked most of the time. People don't realize that. Oh, okay. Anyway, is it late? Yeah, I guess I'm a little late. That's all right. There we are. Well, the later I get, the more naked Judy gets. What is that? Anyway, there we go. Anyhow, hope you guys are still with me. Oh, half of them hung up. Damn. Anyway. Anyway, here we are, guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping into Tapping In. We're just having fun, and I suggest you do the same thing. So, you know, you can really decide to be in a good mood, or you can actually decide to be in a bad mood. And so those are your choices. Good mood, bad mood. And if you decide to be in a bad mood, or if you're in a bad mood, chances are somewhere along the way you decided to be in a damn bad mood. Okay. And then that really sucks, because you're going to find you're not going to be really happy. I figured this out. I was like, you know, I realize that I'm controlling my moods. And so, Dean, have you noticed I've been in a good mood lately? I've just been in a really good mood.
You're always in a good mood, Gary, but yes, I know.
But I'm in even a better mood.
Yes.
You know,
normally with some like small things that might bother you sometime, you're just like, hey, so be it.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah, I think so. I think so. And so if you sweat the small stuff, you're never going to get to the big things. And you're just going to be hung up in all these little bitty things and drive yourself totally mad. And these days, all these little things will show up. There's a little demon, like little munchkins, like little gremlins, right? And these little things get behind all these little, things that aggravate the hell out of you. And so you have to realize there really are demons. They do exist. And when you get to where you can clear demons in masses, right? I mean, they attack human beings in masses. So why can't we attack them in masses? We can. And so when you learn how to clear the dimensions, go back to Your Keys to Heaven, the book, Your Keys to Heaven. Learn how really well to clear the 10 dimensions really well, and you're going to be in a good mood in spite of yourself and in spite of all the idiots around you. Anybody got any idiots in their life? Yeah. Raise your hand if you do. Yeah. Well, most of you got idiots. Wow. rest of you are lying to me. So anyway, all right. Well, with your idiots, you can also clear your idiots, right? And sometimes you are an idiot, and sometimes I'm an idiot. And so I realize I'm all possessed up, and I'm going to clear me, and I clear my demons, and then everybody else is going to feel better. Well, see, you can clear yourself, and everybody else will feel better, or you can clear your idiots, and you'll find you'll feel a lot better. Your idiots are just people that you probably love very, very much, and they're close in with you, okay? And these are the ones that usually the demons pick to be your idiots. And that's because you want them to just behave and do what you want them to do when you want them to do it. Okay, how's that working for you? Oh, yeah, good. Not so good, right? And so you'll find if you clear their energy, things will roll along pretty good. Has anybody figured out this routine of clearing their spouse's energy yet? Has anybody figured this out? Has anybody figured out that will actually make things better? I see Wally shaking his head. Does that work, Wally? Does it really work? You think? Yeah, let me talk to Wally. Always talking to Wally. Wally's my go-to, you know. And so that's because, Dean, I can't wait for you and Wally to race. He's going to race you.
Well, I'm training.
You're training?
Yeah. In my mind. Not physically yet. I'm I got to mentally prepare first. That takes a couple of years, but I plan on training physically one day. I I got a block. I think I got a demon blocking me from running.
So,
That's what it is.
yeah, while he's waiting for you, Dean, while he's 78 and he's waiting for you, so he's waiting on you.
I did run 11 miles today, so
Oh, wow.
I'm just getting ready for Dean.
Oh, good.
I got a real
He's changed
question.
like
No, but I got a
Balboa.
question. But at 78, man, your knees don't hurt, nothing? Man.
No,
Wow, that's amazing.
my back.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, Dean.
I'm just
Yeah.
asking because I started running. Next thing you know, I'm like limping. I'm like, damn, my knee hurts. Where did that pain come from? It never was there before. So maybe I just got to run through the pain. And then maybe because I don't use my knees, the joints are just not lubricated up enough. That's fine. That's what I think.
Wally probably has some great advice for you. What would be your advice for Dean Wally?
Ride a bike.
I love that one. I could
Oh,
do
good.
that. I could do that.
How about clearing spouses? What would be your advice to Dean on how to, should he clear Michelle? I mean, like you clear your you're shaking your head. Yeah, I realize
Right.
I
Well,
can clear my spouse and I'll feel better.
whenever I clear myself, I always clear Patrick and all of my other relatives. And that's why I don't have any idiots in my life, because I
Ah,
clear them.
wow.
ah, and my hands got hot. And
Yeah.
look at Wally's ear. Wally's ear turned real red.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's because he tapped into his angels. And so your angels will help you do this. It was really wild because when I was in Ojai, I was like recovering even more so than now, with my foot thing. And so much so that I rented a bus, right? So that I would have a bus right there at the stage where I could go from the stage to the bus and back from the bus to the stage, so I would be able to hang out with everybody. And so as I was figuring this out, I asked the angels to come and help me, right? I never seen so many angels in my life. The whole sky, it was a beautiful upper valley of Ojai, lit up with all these angels. And so you were on there. Did you see that? Did you see all those rainbow angels everywhere? I remember that. That was a crazy thing. And so those angels are the same ones that I see around you, Wally. And so you can ask an infinity number of angels to help you guys clear your idiots or clear yourself if you're the idiot. And so the biggest part is to recognize you're the idiot, because it's a little hard to admit, like Dean's like, my knees hurt, wah, wah, whatever, and then you realize you're the idiot. And so, but you once you clear it, it's easy, right?
I have this vision of these spirits or something. They just flash past me. And I mean, they're like split second and then they're gone. Is that, am I making that up, or is that actually
No,
happening?
that's these particular
That's
angels that I
okay.
just saw around you.
Okay.
These angels come in, do their business, take care of business, and move on. And they'll
Okay.
just like, but they come in and they you can invoke them really anytime you want to. And so,
Okay.
but this the, these angels I see just moving in around you.
Yeah.
And so that's a big deal to be able to invoke all that.
Yeah. It was kind of freaking me out, but then I thought it has to be something, so.
No, that's what you're seeing. You're tapping into those rainbow angels that we got when we were doing the retreat in Ojai.
Okay.
And so,
Good.
but that's what's happening with you. And they come in, they actually wrap everything up. They run around it, wrap it up, and
Yeah.
take it away.
Okay.
And that's what they do. And
Good.
so,
Good.
yeah. So.
I do have a quick question. My brother-in-law and I talked to you about this, about him a couple of weeks ago. He was in the hospital for about 6, 8 weeks. They finally sent him home on hospice. He's in and out of consciousness. And the last time he was with it, he said he sees himself in heaven with God. And
He does. He does.
yeah.
Yeah, I can. Well, I can see him. I can see him, and he's actually there. He's also with some other people that he would can in his mind think were very godlike, And so, you know, that's what I see.
Okay. So, when he is not conscious, does he leave his body?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah, not necessarily. Not all the time.
Okay.
You know, usually, here's what that is. Usually when he's, say, not conscious, does he leave his body? No, not sometimes he's just sort of resting or out of it, but he's able to go to a place, even in the room where he is, where many times they'll look up in the corner of the room, and okay. there's a portal to heaven. And so sometimes that thing will show up, and it could show up a day ahead of time, a month ahead of time, a year ahead of time. And so, but I see a portal to heaven, and it's just showed up, and he's able to look into there. So that's what he sees. And then he'll project himself into there. And so he's just getting comfortable with heaven. Many times they make it comfortable for you. And so that's what it is.
So he's heavily medicated. So when he passes on, will he make it to heaven, or will I have to help him cross over?
I don't know. Okay. You know, you don't know till the moment of death.
Okay.
And so sometimes, though, it's good to know. Sometimes you actually have to help. You know, and you just want to invoke that light, but he's already got it right around him. So chances are he'll be okay. Even stoned on morphine. And so, but many times morphine can, you know, depends on how much they give. They usually hospice, a lot of times will give, and I don't want to say anything bad about hospice, you know, but many times they will, you know, that's their job, and they kind of know, and they'll, you know, they'll put you to sleep.
Right. Well, they said they'll keep them comfortable. So I presume that's with drugs. That's what
comfortable means.
Right.
You know, when you're in hospice, and we're going to keep you comfortable. You're going to be real comfortable.
Right.
But that's what happens. You know, that's kind of the way it works. But sometimes what happens is there's a natural connect with heaven and us, because we're light beings and heaven is light. And when we get ready to go home, if we're stoned, it's not always, you know, a perfect connection. So you want to just enhance that, ask the angels to come and bring the light. If you can ask the person to step into the light, even if they're already dead, then it's the same. You've heard me many times on the radio go, you know, look up, you can see the light, you know, whatever. But that's how it works. And so, you'll be able to do it with your eyes shut, you know.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
That flash of angels is a real deal for you. Okay. And you're actually clearing everybody around you. That's cool.
Yeah. I do that daily. So.
Oh, you're the one. Okay, good.
Okay, right. Thank you.
You listened. No one else. Yeah, Aaron, Wally listened. See, Dean, Wally listens. No wonder he runs 10 miles a day at 78 years old.
I know. Still, that's amazing. I don't know. It's just, I can't get over it. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have another drink.
I've never raised 10 miles in my life.
Yeah. Do you ever clear, Michelle?
Yeah.
Probably not as much as I should, but she definitely clears me when I have my little meltdowns.
Tantrums.
She goes, "Oh, you got a demon in you," and I'm like, "Don't
I'm
tell
like,
me
you need."
I'm like, "Don't
Jesus.
You dare tell." I'm like, "Don't you dare tell me about a demon inside of me." You like, don't know.
You need to hold on. Let me clear you, because he'll be like a brat throwing a tantrum for nothing. I'm like, "Where'd that come from?" Like, that's gotta be a reptilian.
Oh, I was a smart ass. I was a smart ass one time. I said, "Don't tell me about clearing my energy. I wrote a book with Gary." She goes, "I'll take that book and hit you in the head with it." I'm like,
there you are. Solve that. That's perfect. Well, I think, you know, I think it's really important, though, that we do really need to clear our loved ones around us all the time. And it really will help. It absolutely will. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, Gary, I got a whole list for you.
I seen somebody at the gym. Who's the guy at the gym? He's working out.
He's on my list. Let me go ahead and go to Jason then. Jason.
Yeah, because I saw him. He's like, you know, Dean, you're bitching about your knees, and here he is. He's like working it, you know.
Yep. All right, I'll cross him off. Go ahead and go.
Ah, there you go. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Jason.
Hello, I'm wonderful. Thank you. Hi, Gary.
Hey, hi, buddy. Everybody. Thank you for tuning into the show. Even though you're at the gym or working out, that's great.
I just finished. Just now. I just finished.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And so anyway, you got any questions? Anything going on? Let me clear you. Let me look at you. You know, I've heard many times, and I think this is applicable to you, that people clear themselves by working out or exercising. And I see you have very few demons around you right now. And so do you feel like you lose dark energies when you go and exercise or work out?
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, okay. Tell me, what is that like? You know,
I
really don't know because I've never worked out.
No, I feel lighter. I've been working out since I was like 15, but I love it. I feel better every time I do it. And yeah.
Let me show you a trick, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, with where you are now, because you just finished working out, you're very high. Now you can feel that. Okay. Now you can slip up. You can slip up into the higher dimension, which will bring you wealth. Are you interested in that one?
Yes. How'd you know?
Okay. I see you trying to beat through money blocks and things. Okay. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. And so, wow, I should really do this, Dean. I really should. Anyway, so I want you to just imagine your physical body. Now you're very in tune with your physical body right now. You know, how's your lower back, buttocks on one side and leg?
In the past, it's been on the right side. It's been locked.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of that old energy that made that happen. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. There we are. How does that feel?
Really good. Wow.
Okay. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
What does that feel like? Tell everybody what that feels like.
It's weird. It's like it just it's like it locked, but it's like it's leaving at the same time.
It's so like it's like evaporating. It's because it evaporates. So it's not there now. So that energy in your physical body was keeping you from going to this high place with your exercise routine. Okay, now then you're just flipping up. You know, you're changing. I see all this stuff going on. I see you floating up in the sky, and now you're in this beautiful rainbow sky, and angels are all around you. And they're giving you golden gifts. There's a golden crown. There's a golden staff. There's a golden sword. There's golden shoes. And now they're handing you a big diamond. Reach and get it. This is a very big deal. Okay, get the diamond. Okay, get the diamond. Pull the diamond into your chest. There we go. Pull it into your chest. There we are. Okay, now the diamond went around your physical body and your spiritual body. Now you got all kinds of dizzy and crazy in your head. Feel all that going? Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And so that's allowing all your dimensions to go clockwise at the perfect timing and connecting with God's big giant universe. Now then, just ask God for abundance. And you guys should follow along on this and get the same gift. It's a big deal. And so ask God for abundance.
God, please give me abundance.
There you go. I see pots of gold all around you. Mm-hmm. There we go. How warm is your body now? I see you sweating.
Yeah, I'm sweating, but like internally, yeah, it's moving too. Yeah.
Feel it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now you're perfectly lit up and perfectly aligned. And imagine yourself on a golden road, like follow the yellow brick road. I see golden brick. Road. You're right in the center of it. And there we are. Your feet's really warm now. See?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There. How quiet's your head?
It is quiet. It's nice. It's right? Quiet. Yeah. And my feet feel like numb.
Crazy feeling. See? You're on your golden road. You're on your golden path. Now, here's what happened. See, I was lucky and I caught you right at the end of your workout, right? And I was actually watching you on the screen to wait to see if you were going to finish. And so then I brought you to this higher vibration level. And so this is really super important, guys, for you guys who are working out all the time or doing, you know, your routine. You know, this is a very easy time to slip up into this higher vibration he just went to. I see a staff, a big staff that has rainbows all around it. This is a spiritual gift all of you guys can get right now. Just say, God, give me this rainbow staff, please.
Yeah, give me this rainbow staff, please.
Okay, now you got it in your hand. There we go. Perfect. Now your head even went a degree quieter. Interesting. Mm-hmm. There you go. You're all tuned up. Now you feel totally different. Totally different.
Yes.
How's that?
Thank you. Amazing. I always feel great when I'm on these calls every time.
Yeah, so good.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you. Good luck though. But you're doing great. You're doing really, really good. And you'll notice that thing where your leg would lock up, won't ever do it again. So there we go. Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Hey. Yes.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
See, Dean, I might can even help you.
You can.
You know, with your
yes, please help lack him. Of...
That's perfect. That's perfect. But it really is important to be able to understand these dark energies attack our physical body. They really do. And they attack our loved ones. They really do. They attack ourselves. They really do. And so you guys, you know, be allies with each other. Well, look at his guns. Check him out. Back away. Show me the camera. There we go. Jason. All right. Look at him. All right. Yeah, you're marketable. Uh-oh. There you are. There we go. Yeah, he just got two deals. He's getting a little text now. Hey, Jane, how are you?
You shouldn't spotlight me.
Yeah, what are you doing after the show? Anyway, so it's got all kinds of action going on. And so, but there's like Judy. Oh, hello. Judy's in love with you. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, what city are you in, Jason?
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, tell us where you were from, because whenever we spotlight you guys, if you could mention where you're from, that'd be great. Go ahead and unmute.
I apologize, forgot. I live in Brazil at the moment. North of Rio.
Oh.
Planes that go there.
Nice. Oh, Judy's like, there's airplanes. Oh, that's neat. We got a really dear friend who's in Brazil, you know, and you would love him. He is great, you know, and Nathan. And so yeah, he's down there doing his thing.
He's in the capital too. I think it's Brasilia. I think that's what it is.
Brasilia.
That's where he's at.
And you're all bright. Look at you. You're continuing to get brighter and brighter and brighter. During the time that I didn't talk to you for a minute and look back, you got brighter. Did you feel that going on?
Yes. I feel amazing. Thank you.
Good. Let us know how you're doing. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. There we go. Jason. You know,
cool.
He's like glowing in the dark. Have you seen the people in Brazil? They are hottie patates, right? And so he's going to be, as soon as he walks out of the gym, he'll be like, wow, how'd I get this many people? He liked the Pied Piper. Anyway, there we go. When your energy matches you, when you go to you really allow yourself to go to your high vibration, and you know, you may have your favorite coat on, or you may have your favorite shirt, or you know you may have worked out and you go, whoa, I'm looking good, you know, whatever. But when you'll find that really everything lines up, it really does. And so it's really, that's an important thing to turn on your energy as well as turning on your physical body as well. So anyway, there we go. Perfect. Who are we talking to, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I've got another new person here, Sina. Sina, if you could let us know where you're from and go ahead and unmute. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy. Oh. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you?
I'm from Iran.
Okay.
Yes. I can't speak English.
You're doing pretty good.
I'm help AI from English. I question for you is it is.
I want you to know how much I appreciate you and the wisdom you share. My challenge is that I have never experienced financial stability in my life. Neither I nor my family have had the fortune of abundance, blessings, or wealth. It feels as though everything is blocked or locked for us, preventing us from moving forward. I am reaching out to you with hope and humility, seeking your guidance and help in overcoming these challenges. With sincere gratitude, let me know if you'd like to adjust it further.
Yeah, of course I would. It's easy. All right. And so here, I'm helping you out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You can hear me? When I look around you, you are stuck in what looks to be a black rock. Okay. Yes. It feels like that. And so I don't know if you get headaches or not, but a lot of times this energy would cause your head to hurt. Do you get headaches ever?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the normal and respectful translation.
Yeah. Let me fix it. Okay. There we go. So I'm cracking this dark energy off of you. Wow. Give me a minute. There, and I got above it. Now your body's warming up. You see?
Yes, you see? Yes, body and tingly.
Okay, good. And so, but I see all this light moving into your body. I see you starting to sweat on your face a little. And I really see all this light moving into you that is a heavenly light. Okay. Now I feel your hands coming on. They're tingly and different and warm, warming up from the center.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, crazy feeling. And so this lets me know you're very much a healer. And you have very special and I hear God's voice that interrupted me. Woo! It made me teary. Wow. And God's voice says, tell him he has very special gifts and God's going to give you bigger gifts to get through the obstacles you guys are going through over there right now. Okay. And so, he's giving you a gigantic angel that is your higher self now, that is a little bigger than the planet Earth. Okay. So when you got all these big world problems and you guys, you know, nobody's exempt from us from this, not even us. And so I see this big giant higher self. You, I want you to allow this and just ask God for your big angel. Say, God, give me my big angel, please. And see, it made you teary.
God, please, big angel for me.
Okay. Please, there it goes. God. That's good.
Please, God.
Okay, there it goes. And it's just now rolling into your body. This is going to light you up, buddy. There we go. There we go. Now look how you feel. See? You feel warm, lighter. Your head's quieter. See how your head got quiet? Your thoughts are quiet now. There we go. Beautiful, buddy. Beautiful. God's handing you a heart. You needed a new heart. Okay. And so sometimes we can run out of heart. And so God's handing you a heart. Reach and get the heart and put it in your chest. Okay. Put it right in your chest. There we go. You guys should piggyback on these gifts. These are major gifts. There we are. Perfect. Oh my God. That feels good. Look how that feels. Better, right? Better?
Yes.
Good. You're gonna be okay. All right. That's called getting the blank zapped out of you. And so anyways, you got zapped like big and with lots of light and healing. You feel it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Gary, my chest, it's so pain, so hard, and I'm feel pain, very pain.
That's what they showed me. Well, they showed me the pain is because your heart was so destroyed, and now it's not. So all this will change now in this area. You know, your biggest dark energy was your chest, was your heart.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's the reason God gave you a brand new one. And it was such a powerful gift. It made me tear up. I mean, it was a super powerful gift of healing. And you have major gifts. Your gifts will now show up. You'll find life will be a lot easier for you. And so that's what I see, and that's certainly my wish for you. But I you know, I just want you to be okay, and you're beautiful. You know, and you have to think of yourself as beautiful. Think of yourself that way. You know, if you think of yourself that way, then you'll be that way. And so there we go. Give me just a minute, buddy. Here, I'm just doing one more thing. I see a car, too. I see something with automobiles, and everything's going to get pretty lucky for you. There we are. Yeah, there we go. There we go. You're going to feel better. They told me that's it. Good. Tell God thank you. Just say thank you, God. Thank you,
thank God. You, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
There we are. God, he's great. Check back in with us, okay?
Gary, I show you in my picture and you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yeah, I love you. Namaste. Thank you. Namaste. Well, thank you for you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Send me that. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, how nice. He's such a good guy.
Amazing, yeah.
Oh my God. You know, when he was under more darkness than I've seen anybody under all day. Okay. Oh. And when I peeled him out from that dark energy, I never felt better myself. In other words, like what happens when you guys are clearing somebody, you may think, well, I don't want to clear them. They're too dark for me to clear. No, they're not. If they're in your face, do it. Yeah. If you get dealt that, if life deals you this person that needs to be cleared, that needs to get rid of the dark energy, step up, just do it. And that'll clear that much darkness off of you. And you'll find, oh my, you'll go like, wow. What a gift. I'm always happy when I clear people that have a lot of darkness because I get healed. I heal them, I get healed. It works like that. You heal them, you get healed. That's what happens. But he looks great. That was powerful. I'm still getting warm from that. You know, I still get a little teary from that. It's beautiful. There we go. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys felt all that stuff I felt, but it was pretty amazing. And see, when you open up these portals, they actually, it rains spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts just rain down on you. And you want to just be glad of those spiritual gifts. Take them in. Take them in. Take them in. I want to talk to Terry Mahoney, my friend. And so,
okay.
Yeah, if I don't talk to Terry every few days, I miss her. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I got her.
Yeah. Do you guys miss her? I know, Dean, you and Chelsea are all the time.
Today, and I love her. I try to keep in touch with her as often as I can.
You better be careful what you wish for. I'm only an airplane ride away.
That's right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
A question.
I wish for you all the time.
Oh, thank you. I know you do. I remember that one time I said, Gary, thank you for what you do and what we don't know you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that means you get it. that means you get it. Yeah, you do.
Hey, you're beautiful.
What's going on? Tell me what's happening with you.
I'm really bummed out about I can't find my two keys that I bought after I read your book. I went and bought these golden keys on a gold chain, and I think I hid it too well or someone took it.
You still have it, which is good.
Is it at my mom's house or my house?
I think it's at your house, but you've got. I'm still getting zapped from that guy. Good Lord! Bet.
I did too.
You did too. What did that feel like? Boy, I got healed. You know,
my first thought when he started coughing was like what I would think of somebody underneath rubble coming out of it coughing, and then all of a sudden, as I thought that, I saw all these demons.
Like that was it.
Coming out of the rubble of demons. So
when anytime you see me and I'm going, give me a minute.
Yeah.
If it takes me more than a minute.
Yeah.
Something is. Yeah. I believe me, in the spiritual dimensions, this is all hell breaking loose. Yeah. And so that's what he had going on.
I have to tell you, I love that. You call on me a lot, but I so enjoy watching people's lights come on. And
me too.
And
nothing better.
And getting it and all that stuff, you know, I love it. It's such a transition, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you do? Yeah. What do you, you know, I've got it, you know, I've had all kinds of plan changes in the last little while. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
You should come and have Thanksgiving with me.
Really? Where are you going to be?
Home.
You are?
Yeah.
Linda was going to send me a little gift, and she said if I don't see you before Christmas, maybe I could go there for Thanksgiving.
I got a vision of that. I mean, I really just now got the vision and I didn't talk to Linda.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look into that. That sounds good.
Yeah, because I see you there.
Because I've got like 5 days off.
There
Yeah.
we go. No, I saw it. I actually got a vision of it.
Okay.
And no pre-planning. You know, I'm not,
Yeah.
no, I can't plan a damn thing. And
We
so
know. Hey,
obviously, you know,
you know
it's.
that thing about exercising, you know, it's the quickest way to meditate, exercising.
Isn't
Because,
it great?
yes. And I think that's why.
I pretended to be a little more ignorant than I really am on that one because I wanted people to realize you're not ignorant if you don't know about it, you know. And
Yeah.
so, but that was magic. That was really magic. That guy went way so high,
And I
crazy.
saw his aura. Like when I'm in a retreat with you in person, you always have an aura around you, but it gets big by the end of the retreat, you know, or I
Right,
can
it
see big,
does.
one or the other. Probably it's
Right,
my
both,
key.
both.
But I saw that with him on the screen. I don't think I've ever got to witness someone's aura get bigger on video. That was cool.
That was cool. That
Yeah.
was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. All right. See you
I'll
soon.
let you know about the whole Thanksgiving thing because that sounds like fun.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Lynn,
I
Linda
love
would
you.
be happy.
Yeah. I saw you doing it. I don't know. That's what I saw. You
Okay.
know? So we'll see. All right.
All right. I love you guys.
Love
Yeah.
you.
Appreciate you.
Oh, I love her.
She's great.
Don't you? Yeah, we're lucky. We're so lucky to have you guys in our lives, and we really appreciate you guys being there. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on Tabbing In and all the other things we do and retreats and whatever around the world. Ohio was great. We had so much fun. I got to hang out with Rich and Alice, which is beautiful. And I got to hang out with all this magnificent energy, which was really something. So I'm looking at you guys now and I'm just seeing all this light in your head. You really got zapped so far in the show today. So sometimes all these spiritual gifts show up and you get them. And so be aware of all the spiritual gifts that have come down just since we've been on the air today. And so they're really coming down and you can really use these to clear yourself with. It's never been more obvious to me how important it is to clear your energy and clear your friends and family. It's never been more obvious to me that this is such an important thing to do. And when you do, there's nothing you can't get above. You can get above it. You can get above it. Your biggest idiot, you can get above. Your biggest crazy family member, you can get above. Addiction, you can even get above that. And that's really tough. And so, but you can also, you can get, you know, you can help your addicted families. And so, whatever it is, you can get above it. And so, if you know that and you believe that and you have it in your heart, sometimes you'll run out of heart, like this guy a minute ago in Iran. And you know, you can just run out. You don't have any more heart left. Well, when that happens, just ask God for a big old heart. How big of a heart will He give you? He'll give you one bigger than the earth. And that was the heart that He got. And so, and all you guys that got that spiritual gift of a heart, you see, all hearts are not the same. All they're not. And so that was a huge heart. That heart will give you the ability to connect with heartfelt things. Like the next call was Terry. I didn't have anything planned with her at all and had no idea that Linda had already invited her. I had no idea. And so, but I saw it. You see what I mean? So I'll see these different connections and things because they're heartfelt. And so you'll be able to bring all this love into your life. You'll be able, I've never seen people manifesting other people like they are now. So whatever you're missing in your life, sometimes we are all idiots and we don't know what we're missing. So you just simply ask God to bring you what you're missing. If you're missing something in your life, if you're missing a little piece of something, then just say, God, please bring me the person that I need to fill me up. And you'll find it could be a silly thing. It could be a cool little kid. There was this cool little kid that was dancing at the retreat. And this kid was like 2 years old or three or something. And I mean, she was like beautiful. And so she was dancing. Alice was dancing and right beside her. And so, hey, I see Alice on. And so it was like, and you'll find yourself being filled up. It could be from the youngest person, the oldest person. It could be everything in between. It could be someone that you never had an idea you would be friends with. And so, but now is a time where oneness, if you're in the oneness club, you can hook up. I mean, you really can. When you go to spiritual retreats, I see a lot of you guys go to spiritual retreats and you go home and you got like 100 brand new friends. Where can you go find that many friends that come to you like that, right? And so, but I see a lot of really cool people that just, and you guys stay friends forever. That's a beautiful thing. I see a lot of you guys hooking up on here, on tapping in and being friends. And so that's just beautiful. And a lot of you are my friends. And I really, you know, in more than just seeing you on the show. And I think that's the beauty in oneness. And so I am so happy that we have a little community of oneness, but we do. And it's expanding. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's, you know, even all over the world now, which is crazy. And so I think that's just the best. I want to talk to Lisa Prichel. She looks like she is making pizza. What the hell are you making, girl? She's cooking. What are you cooking? You're like working on it. Whatever you're doing, are you baking a cake? Are you making? What are you making there?
Well, I made some black bean soup for dinner, and then we're having Thanksgiving at work, and I'm going to make smoked mac and cheese. So I was just grating the cheese because I'm going to make it tomorrow and put it on the smoker outside. It's really good.
Oh, well, that's how do you do? So you make smoked mac it's and so cheese? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so just make macaroni and cheese like you would, and then put it on the smoker for like an hour. And the smoker's got to be really low, like 225. Oh my God, it's heavenly.
How long do you, for just an hour?
For an hour, yeah. So it can get the smoky flavor. So rather than put in like that fake smoke, like this is real smoke.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to do that. All right, I'm fixing that for Thanksgiving.
That's why you called on me. You needed a recipe.
I did. Now I got a new one. See, my arms got warm. I can tell that's a good one. That's one that everybody will be like, whoa, this is really good. Where'd you learn this? I learned it from Lisa. Anyway, perfect. You got a question, girl? What's going on with you?
Oh, man.
Let me get rid of something. I'm getting rid of a little dark energy on a business thing, okay? Oh, and so there we go. And I just cracked it off. Now look how light you feel. See? Mm-hmm. I see something falling your way now. It just fell in the bucket.
Good. Yeah. I need to sell more houses. Like I got lots to sell, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I seen one falling in the book. I saw it. It looked like it fell in a bucket. You know, I see a golden bucket and I heard it ting. I heard it go ting when it hit the bucket. So there. Yeah. Good. Well, you got warm when I heard that. Did you feel that?
No, I'm really hot and like sweating.
Yeah. See, sometimes let me make a point here. Okay. And this is for everybody to realize. I want all you guys to realize this. Why do you meditate? Well, you meditate so you have more light. Why do you want to have more light? Well, you want to have more light because that little ping wouldn't have happened if I didn't add the light. So you didn't have quite enough light, whatever you were working on, some real estate deal, you didn't have quite enough light to kick it over the edge. Okay. You see what I'm saying? And so when you have enough light, you can actually do that. And then it'll just bing, you know, then your deals will work.
Right.
Yeah. Yours and everybody else's too. So realize that, guys, when you're doing stuff, when you're working on, you know, making your, you know, your way, making a living or beyond, you want to realize that the light matters. There's nothing that matters more than the light. And so, but there you go. Now you're getting real warm. See?
Now I have something I can ask you. So Karen Doust and I, this summer, we would go to my properties and we would clear them. And it was an amazing experience because we could like feel the energy of like who used to live there and what happened in the house. And we'd like clear the houses. And then like stuff was still stuck and wasn't selling. And she said, I needed to ask you what that little thing was to get it over the edge. And maybe it was
there
that you just talked
about. Yeah. Well, it just, here's what it is. Let me explain it to you more. The young man we were talking to earlier that was in the gym, right? And we cracked this little darkness off his head and he was able to move to that higher rainbow level. You guys can, you know, they had the virtual, you can go back and watch the Ojai retreat, and those rainbow energies is a whole dimension. And I've never seen a luckier or more abundant dimension than this. And so if you slip up into that dimension, that's enough light and everything works. And so when you're up in it now, so that's the reason, see, your back is pretty warm now.
I'm so hot. And I'm like, I'm the soup like this, but it's not. It's my conversation with you.
Good. Good. There you are. You got it. You don't need nothing. You got it. There.
Not like that. Thank you.
Clear yourself every day. That's all you got to do. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Love you, girl.
Love you too.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. You guys should have a, you know, really realize that. I think, you know, I love Thanksgiving. You know, it's crazy. I usually am at my house or at Richard and Alice's house for Thanksgiving, you know, and they have like, you know, 80 or 100 people at Thanksgiving every year. It's just the most amazing sense of oneness and family. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, last year Jody went, right? I see Jody on here. And so it was beautiful. And we just had a ball. I mean, everybody is welcome. Everybody eats and then we eat again and then we eat again. You know? And so, but it's really, really special. It's very, very special. Let me speak to Richard and Allison. I hadn't talked to you guys since I left. Hey, what are y'all doing? There we go. Can you unmute? There we are.
There you go.
Hey. Hi. How are y'all? How are you doing?
We're good.
You guys are like all glowy. Yeah.
We just had a beautiful birthday celebration with Claire and Zach's little baby boy was 1 year old. The whole family there. It was so sweet and so precious. So many generations of us there in this little meeting.
And we're the oldest.
And then tomorrow, I'm going to be 85 years old in 2 days.
Oh, wow. You don't look a day over 65.
Well, it's very interesting to watch your body morph.
Oh, well, there it just, you guys got stuck on that more on the word morph. Oh, they froze. Oh no, there we are. Well, that's not a bad pose. I usually get frozen, these stupid faces. You know, that's funny.
Anyway. Happy birthday, Alice.
Happy birthday. We love you. We love you. We love you. And love you more. Love you.
Yes.
They are the best. They are the best. You know, so lucky. I think they showed me oneness. Nobody's ever showed me oneness like these guys, you know? And how does that work? How does oneness work? What will you do for someone that you are one with? Anything. There's your answer. Anything. There's not a number. There's not a thing. There's nothing. I mean, you'll do anything. And so oneness is amazing. And then when you have oneness, you'll find that you're able to get through anything, which is crazy, no matter what. And you'll also find oneness works both ways. You'll also find, I figured out this rule about oneness on the negative side of it when I was in Ojai and I did the retreat. When you're one and you're trying to do whatever you're trying to do with someone who is not one with you, here's what you do. You will lose every battle. But God told me you'll always win the war. So even though they go to unoneness, stay in oneness. And if you stay in oneness, you'll find that you'll lose the battle, but you'll always win the war. And I'm like, God, that's really true now that I think about it. How does that work? And he said, I decide who wins the wars. So you have to go to the thing where you know God's got your back with oneness. And then it's easy to dig deep and be one, even with the people that are the most difficult in your life. And so you'll find you'll be able to do that. And so that's how that works. Interesting. Only figured that out at this last retreat. It was interesting. I always learn new stuff. I always learn new stuff. And I always try to share it with you guys when I learn, you know, something new. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Gail Greenwood, who's been very patient. Thank you, Gail.
I was thinking about you today. I'm glad I'm talking to you. I was thinking about you. You popped in my head.
Okay. Why?
Hi. Hey, girl. What's going on? What's your question?
Still a lot of crap going on. I don't even have the energy to do anything. Clear myself, nothing.
No, let me just do it. Let me just do it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, it looks like, for those of you who see spiritually, it looks like a tornado of light is whisking all this darkness away from Gail. There we go. There we are. And there. Now you got some light going in you, finally. There we are. You know, see how you're starting to warm up a little bit?
Yes. Taking one of my jackets off.
There we go. I just see you turning really, really bright, and I see light back in your smile and light back in your eyes. And so you'll feel a lot better. I want you to, your spirit is just beat to hell. I want you to ask God for a new spirit.
God, may I please have a brand new spirit?
Hey, guys, you got 4 brand new spirits. There they go, right in your body. There. They told me not to talk now, but just send healing light to you. I'm not to answer or do anything, because everything you got going is going to change for the better. And they don't want me to talk. They just, in other words, like sometimes, you know, the angels and God will say, okay, shut up. So you just, but you got this major healing with these brand new spirits. Allow them to do their job is what I heard, and yep. Get out of their way. That's the only message I have. Okay. That's a big message though. Okay.
About my dad.
They told me that I can't really go there. In other words, okay. I'm not able to. There's, you know, I get my information from higher.
No.
Yeah. So, but you're going to find things work out and just find their way in a crazy magic for you right now. So I don't want to interfere with that. So there you
Thank
go.
You
got it. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
That's cool. That was beautiful. That was really pretty.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes I get an answer to not answer. That's my answer. Okay. And it's not like I can come up with one. It's not like I just kind of, okay, well, here's what I think your answer is. I don't have any thought at all on what your answer is. I have no idea. And so I'm able to just tap into what it is and I'm able to see. But sometimes the answer is I don't really have the answer because they're not giving me the answer. They're wanting you to get the answer or with whatever's going on. That's really good. Let me talk to Adam. Hey, Adam, I see you there. How you doing, buddy?
Adam Lawrence?
Yes.
All right, Adam, unmute.
Mute. Hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy. What you doing? Thank you for helping us at the retreat. You were magic. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. That was awesome. I got so many gifts, and I just felt so much better, and I have been better since I got out of there. So thank you.
Yeah, you. I would expect you to elevate crazily at that retreat.
Yeah,
you know, because you soak up spiritual gifts like a sponge, you know. And so, but thank you for helping us. I really appreciate it. You were wonderful.
Oh, so, it was my honor for sure.
Yeah. So, what's going on? Any questions? Anything happening?
Well, my car broke down. And just I guess it would be about
you have car demons.
I believe it. So that's the current issue. And then I guess my big question would be about girls. If I was gonna have any relationships coming anytime soon. Been a little while.
You have girl demons. No, I'm joking. Let me look. No, I do. I see 2 girls actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, not one but 2. And so as I look, I see you getting, I see someone getting in touch with you, but they're not from the same town you're in.
Okay.
And so do you have one of those hovering?
Possibly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Pay more attention.
Okay.
To that one. Yeah, because this one feels really good. It feels really easy and doesn't feel like work. You usually try to find girls that are work, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Trying to yeah. help them. And hurting uh-huh. myself in the process. Yeah.
That's called, that's I'm still called, learning. You know what that's called? That's called Judy. What's that called? Save a what? Save a, what, Judy? Save a, what is it?
A horse ride a cowboy.
Save a horse ride a cowboy. I think that's a whole nother show. I don't know. But anyway, but that's probably what you're doing. But it's, again, whatever this thing is, don't all relationships are not work. Yeah. And the best relationships are the ones that just happen easy. And so why don't you ask God to bring you this easy one that I see out there hovering around? Say, God, bring me an easy one.
God, can you please send me an easy one? The one that Gary sees hovering for me, please, please, please.
Oh, look how warm you got. Now you got really hot. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There. God, you owe me dinner or something. I'll talk to you.
All right. Love you, Gary. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Kiss Neil's for me. There we go.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, Adam.
Love you, Adam. He's so cool.
Yeah.
And Neil's.
Yeah. He's Niels's brother, anyway.
Everybody likes Adam. He's so great. So easy to get along with.
He is, right? There we go. Oh, there we are. I just wanted to clear everything away from you guys. I see all these little dark energies cracking off. Realize that, you know, that sometimes when the planet's got stuff going on, it could be an election or it could be this thing. It could be a war. You know, you guys are going to be going through stuff. I mean, you're going to go to the grocery store and you really, I use the expression a lot of times, or the line, you know, and you feel like you're putting out forest fires with your face. Okay. And so this is that feeling. Okay. And so you have to meditate, clear your energy and get above it. and that's what you do. And so every time I do a tapping in with you guys, I'm just trying to do that thing. And with you being really, some of you guys are really super psychic and super energy sensitive. And this doesn't mean you're exempt. You're going to feel it stronger. And the fact that you're trying to be one, like I always try to figure it out, you know, like I try to be one with everybody and so sometimes it's not always easy. And I was like, you know, this is really difficult. And then I realized that if you're trying to be one with somebody and they're being difficult, and you're going to find that you're going to lose the battle. And when God told me this, I went, boy, that makes sense. But you're going to win the war. And I thought, and that makes sense. So know that you can push through and continue and be one with the most difficult people. And so you really can, and you'll get through it. Just don't give up, you know, push through. And a lot of times, you know, you think I should just quit. Right. It's not like you cannot also put that on the plate as well, on the platter, because you may decide, okay, well, I've had enough and I'm going to do something else now. Or I don't have the spiritual gifts to get above this right now. I usually circle back, you know, like if I'm working with somebody and they're so damn difficult that I can't win, and win for them, not for me, but for them, I'll go, okay, let me give it a minute. Let me get some more spiritual gifts and I'll see you in a minute. And then I'll come back around. And then I always usually can do that. But really realize that it's particularly hard right now for you, really super sensitive, empathic people. And so you have to meditate more. Super important that you clear your energy and all your family members. And let me speak to Christine Klein. Let me see what you're doing. Hey, my girl, how are you? Yeah. Oh, is she on your list? Oh,
yep.
Yeah. You are one of the most empathic people I know. You're one of the most psychic people I know. All of your gifts come at one time, and you suddenly one day got to where you could see everything. And so you went from being normal human being to me. And so, and what's that like for you today? What's that like for you to be as empathic as you are?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, my girl.
Hi.
Hey, what does it feel like to be so empathic these days?
It's a lot of work. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Explain that to people. Explain that to everybody. What's that like?
Because you can feel everything that, you know, you encounter different people every day and they have different emotions and you can feel it all.
At one time?
Yes. All at one time.
Is that overwhelming?
Yes. Overwhelming.
And then what do?
You come home and you have vodka sodas.
Good. Good. Cheers. Yeah.
Gary, but I have to tell you, I had this dream, and this is a first for me. Like, I saw, it was a vivid dream. I saw a demon, and he, like, unwrapped in this white cloth, and he was bloody and burned up, and he had, like, nails coming out of one side of his eyebrow. And then later, I woke up that morning, I looked in the mirror, and I had physical scratches on my shoulder and my arm, and I never had that before.
Right. Sometimes people do. You know, this is not an unusual call or unusual for spiritually gifted people to sometimes act, react, or get hung in these dimensions that are a little in between. I think that your spiritual battles are becoming a little physical, and sometimes they cross over. And so this sounds like I'm just bumped my head with you, but no, this really does happen. And so you just have to go to that dimension. And I'm giving you a golden knife. I'm asking God for it. It's a golden knife. Grab the golden knife.
God, please give me the golden knife.
Okay. Think of the scene of the demon's face.
Okay.
And now imagine it inside of a painting, like a big painting.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now then I want you to slice the painting.
Oh, wow.
Slice the canvas. There you go. Now you see all those demons flying out of there.
Yeah. Like bats.
Yeah. It looks like bats flying out of a cave. That's how many of them there are. Okay. These demons were trying to scare you and hurt you. And so now then clear. Yeah. Right. Clear that. Oh, there we go. There we go. How we feel now.
Oh my gosh. I got super hot and super calm. I never had that before, ever. That was really intense.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll end up in this higher realm of negativity, just like you can end up in a higher realm of positive things.
Wow.
But that's that's very common. Very common as you become a superstar with your spiritual gifts.
Wow. That's
and cool. So that's the reason, you know, guys, I'm thinking of doing a retreat that is a super advanced retreat for people like you who really do take it serious and meditate every day. You guys call Michelle and let her know if any guys are interested. And this will be just for a few people. But I want to teach you how to do this, do some of like there's an example, that thing, right?
Yeah. Never in my life have I seen that.
Yeah, but you can see it clear.
Mm-hmm. Vivid. Well, here, and in color.
Let me tell you, here's who has that. Every spiritually gifted child alive.
Oh, wow.
Every single spiritually gifted kid alive. These and that particular thing was where the monsters in the bedroom come from.
Oh, my God. I've been feeling that a lot lately.
Yeah, and you think you're crazy. But see, what's happening is you're slipping into a lower vibe rather than, you know, like our workout buddy, I can't remember his name, but rather than slipping into the higher vibe. Now that I want you to move up, ask God for your rainbow spirit.
God, may I please have my rainbow spirit. Thank you, God.
And God, may I please have my rainbow angels.
God, may I please have my rainbow angels. Thank you, God.
Okay, now then I got you slipping up. There we go. And there you are. You're there. How you feel now?
Oh, I feel really good. I saw Buddha's eyes open the other day, too.
Yeah, that's funny when that happens. That's good. Uh-huh. I can look at my Buddha and his eyes are kind of crazy. There we are. How quiet's your head?
Very quiet, and I needed that.
You needed that. There we go. All right. There we go. You should come to this retreat I'm talking about.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
And so because, you know, some of you guys are in these zones and there's nobody to teach you guys this. I mean, it sounds like I've got a little bit of an ego when I say that. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody on the planet. I just don't know them. Right. And so because I was this little spiritually gifted kid and I had to learn everything. I mean, I didn't come with an owner's manual. And then I was lucky enough to be on the radio every minute for about 30 or 40 years. And so I was answering everybody's question, no matter what it was. Right. And so I'm pretty well versed in what is up. And I'm pretty well versed in spiritual gifts. I was lucky enough to meet Dean later, and he had the ability to see gifts, and I did too. And we wrote a book about it, Your Keys to Heaven. And this was, you know, just important stuff. And now it's the stuff is really important. You would be able to clear dark energies that have to do with nuclear bombs. We don't want any nukes. There's not a good nuke. You would be able to clear dark energies that have to do with mass destructions. And not everything's not a nuke, but you can have these mass destructions. You can clear that in your head. Your head.
I clear the earth every day.
Yeah, well,
I clear all the wars.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, you actually do. I didn't know you did that, but yeah. You have the ability to clear these dark energies. Sometimes I'll have a whole day scheduled of stuff. I'll change my whole day so I can clear the earth. That's what I do. And there's a lot of people who have these crazy abilities, and we're a different breed. We're different animals. But we're able to do it. And we're also, you know, what's really cool, guys, we're able to teach it,
yes.
You know, we're able to teach it. And so we can teach our kids how to do this. We can teach, you know, other people how to do this. And so this is so important to clear the planet these days, because the planet's a friggin' mess. And so you want to be able to clear the dark energies so that we just have light. And as long as we have more light than dark, we're going to be fine. And so, but you're able to do that. So anyway, let me know.
Big kiss. I do it all the time. Thank you, Gary. Yeah. Love you.
You too. That was fun. Woo. That was crazy. It's almost like we went down a really good rabbit hole there. Right? Did you feel that? Michelle, what did you think of that?
Yeah, that was insane. I loved it though.
Right? It was crazy. It was crazy.
It's really, you can tell she's really good though.
Yeah, that was really good. Hey, I see Tobias. Hey, buddy. What up? What are you doing? How are you? Spotlight good to see you.
We miss you, Tobias.
Hey, Tobias.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What are you doing?
I'm just chilling right now. I'm pretty sleepy, so I'm pretty chilled out right now.
Okay, let me take you up to this real high dimension real quick. It's easy for you. There we go. There, you warming up?
Yeah.
Good. There we are. Now you're all lit up. It was easy to do. There.
Yeah. Where are you right now?
I'm in Minneapolis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm with Judy. I'm with Judy. We've been out, you know, working the streets.
Tearing it up.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just wanted to ask you to clear my energy a bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, you're out. You're very high. There's a bunch of angels around you, all kinds of rainbows everywhere. There we go. How's that feel?
It feels good, yeah.
Good. You're good. You're really good. Call me up.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy. There we go. Love you. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. I felt him go high. Did you feel that? You could feel that, Michelle.
Yeah.
We miss you.
You know, no matter how spiritually gifted you are, guys, you can actually, you know, not have light in you because you have to be around some other spiritually gifted folks. And you guys are lucky to be able to go on here. You have no idea. Right. When I was having to figure out my spiritual gifts, I would go on a morning show, and it was crazy because I would go on a morning show. And Dean, you can remember these days because Dean's been around forever. And so, but I would go on a morning show and I would be with one of the main show hosts, and that was had a serious alcohol problem, and I would be with the other show host who had a serious drug problem. So I'm doing the show, and having to be incredibly spiritual, amazingly gifted, and I'm working with really drunks and drug addicts. Remember that, Dino?
Oh yeah. But you managed to do it. The good thing is you just sailed right on through it. You got the spiritual.
I did.
Cruise on through.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it and it, but it's tough. I mean, it's really, really, it can be very difficult. But you know, I learned to deal with everybody's problems, no matter what it was, whatever problem a person had. I didn't really care. I just would deal with whatever that problem was, because that was the problem that ended up on the air, in my face, the question people would ask. And so, and I learned that you could get through anything. So my advice to you guys is you can get through anything. You can do it. You can do it. And so you just want to be one, and you want to listen to your angels, listen to God, but you certainly want to these days use your spiritual gifts. And so today I'm just pushing and telling you, if you clear your energy, you guys are going to feel great. If you don't clear your energy, you're probably going to feel like hell. And so you just realize it's so important to do that these days. This year, come to spiritual retreats. That's going to be monumental and help you. Just like the Ojai retreat was beautiful, and it really helped people. That was really, really special. And I'm just looking. You guys look good. Let me talk to Mija. Mija, what are you doing?
All right, hold on. Oh, there she is. Hey, Mijo. Go ahead and unmute, please.
There you go. Can you
hear me? Hey, girl, what are you doing?
I am back in Japan, and I just wanted to say thank you again. What do you do?
Oh, you're the best. You're the best. We had a great time in Ojai. That was beautiful.
Yes,
huh?
It was beautiful.
Have you ever seen so many beautiful people together? I mean, it was like everybody was a saint. I mean, it was really like that. Everybody was so special. I would talk to one person and then I couldn't get through before the next person. And they were all so special, so spiritually gifted, so loving, that, you know, it's just what a wonderful community.
Yeah. I'm sure the whole mountain had an aura when we are there, don't you think?
And it did. What's your question?
Right after the retreat, I had to come back to Japan. I'm in Japan now, and my mother had to go back to hospital. But that's why I've been absent. I missed you a couple of weeks, and I tried to talk to her. And what you said to us that it's not her time yet, that's helped her so much, and she is back home again. And
no, good.
Yeah, thank you. And all what I need is her to feel a little more strong, and then so that I can go back to Las Vegas to do more things with you know with
oh,
your
good.
Stuff,
let me just send some light to your mama. Okay.
Thank you.
And so there we are. How old's your mom?
92.
Okay. There we go. I just see tons of angels with her. There we go. Perfect. There you go. Yeah. Feel how warm you got? You got crazy warm.
Yeah. I'm sweating, actually. Sweating for last couple. Mm-hmm. No.
You got God angels that just move, that they're hanging around you guys. You know, these God angels are real special.
Thank you.
There they go. You're going to sleep. You'll sleep really good. You'll see a difference in your sleep.
Exactly. I had sleep trouble, like every 2 hours I woke up, but not happening anymore. I think you know that.
Good. Yeah.
And good. One thing I learned was even not seeing you, I have you
Nice.
Yes, I
That's
can
what
talk
oneness
to you.
is. You know what you just said, you have me and you. What happens is, see, oneness is that way. You know, and so you can feel when you're one with folks. And so I hope my magic helps all you guys. Thank and you. Your magic certainly helps me.
I learned that at the retreat. Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Kiss your mom for me.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Perfect.
Aww, you. Know, she's so sweet.
Sweet. We miss her. I'm so happy she lives here in Vegas.
She's great, right?
Yes. Everybody loves her.
Yeah. We had so much fun. You can imagine her like 100 deep in people at the retreat in Ojai. It was beautiful. It was really pretty. And so that's so cool. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Artemis. Artemis, thank you so much for being patient, Artemis.
Hey, Artemis, go ahead and unmute, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, Gary.
Hi. You got a really special gift that just rolled down. It's a big, giant God orb. It comes from Zion Heaven. It was in my meditation Wednesday. And this is the second time I've seen it show up. And so, but it's a big white orb and it's coming down. Grab this white orb. There we go. Perfect. Pull it into your heart. There we go. This is a big deal. There we go. And that's going to, there, look how warm you feel now. Let's see. I see all of your problems evaporating.
So, enough said. I don't even have to say anything.
Seriously. Yeah, look out. Yeah, look out. See how your throat feels really warm? You see? And your chest feels warm. You feel warm all over your body. There we go. Perfect. Yeah. It just melted everything away. So this is a big deal, guys. If you miss that, you want to ask God for this big, giant, it's a Zion Heaven white orb. And if you go back and if you look at, for the, all you guys that are in the online club, you can go back and review the meditation that I did Wednesday, because this was part of the meditation. Okay. And so there we go. And so there, but you just want to pull this big, giant God energy white orb into your body. And when you pull it down into your physical body, it just annihilates all the darkness around. Now then, he's giving you a big, giant golden rainbow one. And when you pull that into your body, this brings you abundance and beats through the dark energies trying to keep you stuck or poor or energy of lack. Okay, pull that golden one down. There you go. Pull that one down. Put it in your chest. There we go. Ah. Now you can breathe. Feel how you can breathe suddenly? You feel that. See?
Oh my God.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy. It clicks that quick. But these spiritual gifts that we're getting today, guys, are very, very powerful. Why? Why are we getting such extreme spiritual gifts that are very, very powerful? The reason is because we need them. The earth is going through some shifts and some crazy stuff. And so we need these gifts to get above it and to be okay. And all you guys just got them there. And so you're going to be good. Now your hands are on fire. I feel it. Woo. That feels good, right? Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. You got your light
Thank
back
you so much,
in you.
Gary.
Buddy, you're fine. You're going to be fine. Come see us. Okay.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay. All right. Love you back. You're going to be fine. You in Australia? Where are you? In New Zealand? Where is he? I can't remember.
I'm in Barcelona right now, in Spain.
Oh, you're in Spain. Oh, yeah, because I couldn't pick up the vibe of where you were. There we are. Oh, you're in Spain. Oh, good. Cool. All right. There's another Three Dog Night song. I've never been to Spain. But I've been to Oklahoma. You know that song, Dean?
Thank you, Artemis.
There we go.
I have been to Oklahoma, but not Spain.
Yeah. Perfect. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you guys for tapping in tonight, hanging out with me. I got all kinds of cool stuff that we're lining up and I'm excited about it. I'm able to run around a little bit. Not, I can't run quite as fast as I did, but I'm still running. But I'm getting better every day. Every day I have a little leg foot thing, but I'm getting better every day. And I'll be back to doing private readings and talking to you guys every minute of my awake life. Okay. Because you guys are my life. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all of your prayers, your light, your gifts. Keep them coming, but keep on doing that for you and all your family members and your friends. And so I appreciate you guys. And I just want to say a great big thank you to God, because he seems to really be hanging out with us a lot. And so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Call me up, 800-827-GARY. Get on the list. And when I start back doing readings here in about a second, I'll be calling you guys and talking to you. 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.